Let's give a wonderful hand of applause to all those who'll be watching by internet today. If you are ever in the Louisville area, we would love to have you come and visit us at Cove Baptist Church. We're in a suburb of Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to begin part two of this series called How Do I Keep Balance in My Life and the Life of My Family? If you're ready to travel, say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Let's have a quick review. We said, Jesus said this in Matthew, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." We said we have to have priorities in life. Believe me, life sometimes dictates to us our priority. And this is when we get mixed up. You should determine the priorities in your own life. Don't let someone else dictate that to you. So seek ye first. What needs to be first? The kingdom of God. Seeking it and His righteousness. We need to seek a right way of living. When we get tired, when we get wore out, when we get frustrated, when we get angry, when we get depressed, then we get ourselves in all kinds of shapes. We get our mouths going in all kinds of directions, and the next thing you know, the battle's on. Battle goes to fights. Fights goes to World War III, and World War III goes to somebody getting hurt. And all these things shall be added unto you. These things. Part of that, I believe, is peace of mind. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Let Jesus catch up with you. You're not supposed to be leading the way. Jesus is supposed to be leading the way.
Amen.
And everybody said, bow your heads with me, please. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, may you touch your words today. May the words of this servant, Father, touch the lives of people who are listening in this congregation and across the world by internet. Father, we need to learn to seek you in all aspects of our life. We need to keep our eyes on you, focused on you. Even when life comes at us in every direction, Father, you are our protector. Father, we are to follow you, not that you follow us. Father, may you become the leader in our lives. And everything that we do, may we look to you, lean to you, and love you. Father, bless this service. And everything that we do, may it touch lives and bring glory to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow. That's just a fancy way of saying we're going to have to learn to control your worry. Part of the issues that we've got in balance of life, we worry about everything. And some of us have a lot to worry about when you look into it. You look at our lives, you look at different aspects, our finances, our homes, our children, our spouses, our parents, the world we live in today. Holy moly, that is some depressing thoughts, isn't it? How do you overcome that? We seek out medicine. And I'm not against medication. I'm not against that at all. I'm not preaching against that. We seek out people to give us advice. I'm not against that. There's some good godly people that can give us some good advice. But I will tell you this. No matter how many pills you take, how much good advice you get, if you don't get God on your side, you ain't got a chance.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. When we worry so much about tomorrow, we can't concentrate on today. If I'm worried about tomorrow, I'm going to make mistakes today. You've got to stay in the moment. You've got to stay focused on what you're doing, what it's all about. It's like driving a car. If you take your eyes off the road for a few seconds, it's dangerous. No matter what you're doing. We got the cell phone age, and we're all guilty of that sometimes. But anything that takes you off of what you're doing focus-wise, you're going to make a mistake. Some things are deadly mistakes. Some things are mistakes that destroy your life. There are some mistakes that ruin your life. You have to stay focused. What am I to focus on? Satan's going to try everything in the world to get you to focus on what? Your problem. Your troubles. Who's causing the problem? Who's causing the trouble? Then we begin to focus on all that. And when you begin to think about some of that stuff, I know some of y'all's families, But hey, let's don't get too far out of our own backyard because, hey, I got two myself. Feel sorry for me?
No, feel sorry for us.
I will remember whose side you took. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Simply just saying, there's enough evil in today without you worrying about tomorrow. There's enough mistakes to be made today without worrying about the mistakes you make tomorrow. Stay focused. Watch what you're doing. Stay focused on who? Jesus. How do you do that? Take a moment to say, Jesus, I'm in a mess. Will you help me? Take a moment to get off your problems and ask the one who controls the problems, who can help you with the problems. That's Jesus. Keep your prayer life. The trouble that we get into, and listen closely, because I get a lot of emails about this. When you look around at your troubles, we want to blame God. Satan loves for you to blame God. Oh, if God loves you, He wouldn't allow you to go through all this. If God loves you, He wouldn't allow you to be broke. If God loves you, He wouldn't allow you to be sick. If God loves you, He would give you a good boss, a good wife, a good children, a good preacher. But see, God don't care about you. Because see, you turned your back on God, you sinned, so you might as well just play it on out with me. Satan, I'll take care of you. I'll watch after you. I'll give you a little pleasure. Live for the day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Satan has a way of twisting that, people. Because he don't want you to worry about your eternal home. He don't want your problem solved. He'll try to throw a little temporary fix in there. It's sort of like an automobile. You got a problem? Let's say that it's out of oil. You add a quart to it. You know all that's going to do? It's get you about as far as from here to that wall. You got to get all the oil in there you can get. Fill it up. And I know that sounds a little lame, but it's the same way with life. We want just enough of God to make us feel good. That's why we're in the mess we're in now. How much of God do you need? You need every bit of God that you can get through Amen. His Son, Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let's go to some new scripture, Brother Larry, when you're ready, sir. Now, looking here at Philippians, Paul says, finally, here's what's important. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what? What's that say? Think on these things. There's bad everywhere you want to look. If you want to find it, Kevin, we'll find it. I don't care. Some of you are some of the best people on the planet, but if I look deep enough, I'm going to find some fault. I'm going to find some sin. I'm going to find some issues. Why do I want to look that deep? Why do I want to go there? Paul says you need to learn because there are some good in your life. If Jesus is in your life, there is some good there.
Amen.
You got to look at it. You got to focus on it. Because Satan's going to say, oh no, look at all this. Look at all that. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest. Part of the problem is that we listen to lies. Satan's full of them. Y'all, you don't need to go to church. You don't need that church. There's hypocrites in that church. You don't need to go there. You don't need to read your Bible. You don't even understand that Bible. There's words in there bigger than you are. You don't understand that book. Put it down. That's crazy. That's a history book. That don't have anything to do with life today. What do you want to pray for? Every time you pray, nothing happens. God didn't do anything. Get up off your knees and just do the best you can. That's how it sounds in your head when you listen to it. The trouble of it is, that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. You're listening to it. Because that's a lie. It's a lie. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, more lies are being spread every which way. But Christian people don't listen to that. You ought to know better than that. I should know better than that. Whatever's honest, whatsoever's just, whatsoever's pure. Well, I could stay all day here, couldn't I? Because we all know there's nothing pure in the world anymore. And I'm not necessarily talking about sexual sins, but it very well can be sexual sins. But pure means simply all of Jesus I can put into me. All of church I can put into me. All of God's Word I can put into my mind. Being on my knees daily. Making sure that it is something that I do every day. If it's a habit, fine. Do it. Because the more Jesus I can put in me, the less of the world is in me. The world is not pure. Satan is not pure. All that it does is give you a temporary fix. I don't care if it's drugs, sex, friends, alcohol. I don't care what it is. It's nothing but a temporary fix that will take your life.
Amen.
Woo! A hand of applause will be good there too if you don't want to. So what? Whatsoever things are lovely, things that are a good report. If you're around people that's always got bad news, find somebody that's got good news. There is some good news somewhere, somehow. Let's present the good news. There's good news at church. The gospel's good news. Concentrate on good news. And if you're around somebody that's negative all the time, then find you a new partner. Because there's nothing any worse than being around someone that always is negative. Because if they ain't happy, they don't want you happy. You get that? You understand that? It's a chain reaction. Satan knows what he's doing. And the problem of it is, if we bring the world into the church, then we got the same thing in the churches you got out here in the world. If all I do is come in here and all I hear is bad news and we scream or holler at each other or take it out on each other, well, I got that at home. I got that at work. I got that with my brothers and sisters. I got that with my kids. I got that with my spouse. I got that with whoever. I want to go somewhere where I'm loved. I want to go somewhere for a moment in time. There's some good news. Listen to me closely. There's good news. Jesus loves you, and He's still the most powerful thing on this planet. Now this last verse, I really truly put myself on the front row. And everybody here needs to be on the front row because there's not a person in this church that doesn't hit. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned that whatsoever state I'm in, be content. Think on that for just a second before I start preaching. You need to see that. That needs to be indwelt within your mind and in your brain. Because Paul had a lot of want. But every need he needed, it was met even in jail. Paul spent a lot of time in jail for preaching the gospel. He said, you know, I have a choice in life. I can be depressed because I don't have anything. Or I can be happy because if I got Jesus, really, I've got everything.
Amen.
How do you look at that? Contentment is the one thing that Satan is having a field day with. Because the number one cause of contentment is another big word. It's called jealousy. Lord, they seem to have more than what I got. They ain't living for you no more than I am. What's wrong? Why are you punishing me? Everything I seem to touch turns to snot. Everything they touch turns to gold. Oh, I'm getting close to home, aren't I? I'm tired of snot. I'd like a little gold. And I'm blaming you for it. And when that happens, listen to me closely. When that happens, when you cross that line with God, snot's not the worst thing you can have. When these two were small, and on occasions, I changed diapers. Listen to me closely. I'm going to clean this up as best I can. There's things worse than snot. You with me? You with me? I ain't trying to be funny. You keep complaining about what you got, you might be surprised what you might lose. That goes for me. That goes for you. I can't make it any stronger, any simpler, any more adult than that. Because if you think you got it bad, there's somebody always got it worse. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And let me show you. I put my pointer down, but let me show you. For I have what? It's a growing process. Because I have to start with Jesus, and I have to start with looking at myself. And there comes a point in time when I need to understand that whatever I've got, don't have, should have, worked hard, given to me, earned, whatever terminology you want to use, whatever it is a gift from God. It really is. And if you want more from God, then you show God something. Listen to me very closely. You know, God's always going to love you. He's always going to forgive you. But God has feelings. Listen to me closely. If you don't believe that, you don't know your Bible. Because one day when he deals with Satan for the last time, you're going to see what kind of feelings he's got. And believe me, you want to be on his good side. God has feelings. Jesus has feelings. The Holy Spirit has feelings. And when you mock them, when you turn your back on them, that doesn't mean they still don't love you. Still doesn't mean that they won't forgive you. But you haven't seen hell yet until you turn your back on God, folks. You need to really learn and listen to me closely. If you think it's tough now, you start putting demands on God. Look at your heart. Look at your life. Look at everything around you. Because on the best day with Satan, don't even come close to the worst day with God. Do you understand? This means yes. This series, how do I keep balance in my life? You keep Jesus in it, your eyes on Him. You stay focused what's around you. And when the storms of life come up and the waves get tall, do like Peter. He took his eyes off for a moment. But when you're sinking, there's only one way to go. You're either going to go up or you're going to drown. You're either going to be saved or you're going to die. Put your eyes on Jesus. He will lift you up, put you back in the boat, put you in safety, calm you down, wipe your tears, straighten your life up. It's not all about your wants. One day, folks, when you take your last breath and you die in Jesus, you're never going to want for anything else the rest of your spiritual life. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Jesus. Oh, there's just something about that name. Oh, it can calm the soul. Give it rest. Give it peace. Father, may we all just take a deep breath and slow down just a moment. Let us feel your presence as you hug us this very moment. There's just something about that name. Father, if there be one here today that is in need of slowing down, calming down, taking a deep breath, may they do that this hour. May they do that this moment. May they find contentment in you. That is our prayer. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. If you're watching by internet, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, it could be day or night when you watch this. But all you've got to do is bow your head and say, Jesus, I need you. Forgive me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And if you are sincere, Jesus will change your life forever. May God bless our choices and our decisions. In Jesus' holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?